The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, mister.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
Let's go!
To take a clothes off for that number one spot and lose my spot with you. Yeah, I've been about that life. Now I wanna get something new. Tell me what you're drinking, whatever you're drinking. Soon you'll thirst again. Let me tell you about my friend. He is placed to the end. If life was a song.
Jesus, welcome to The Grind this morning, everybody. Pam, say hello to everybody on The Grind.
Hello, everybody. Great morning.
Great morning. Great morning, guys. Hope you got your cup of coffee. You know, hope you guys woke up on the right side of the bed this morning. Or is there a wrong side of the bed? I don't know. But hopefully you rolled out on the right side. Sometimes it is the wrong side of the bed.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't think
people get on the wrong side.
Yeah, but I sleep on the left.
Yeah. That may be the wrong side. Who knows? But nonetheless, man, some of y'all on y'all way to work today. What's this, Thursday? I can't keep up with the days, man.
It is.
You know, some of y'all on y'all way to work. Some of y'all already at work. You know, some of y'all getting ready to go to work. You know, you're chiming in to The Grind. Thank you so much for listening in. You know, some of you woke up and you say, you know what? I got the victory, man. No matter what I'm doing, I got the victory. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it feels like. I know what it actually is. I'm in that place called victory.
You might not see it, but you're standing on victory. Listen, I can tell you about pain. I can tell you about fear. And I can tell you about change. And I've had the joy and the pain. Well, there's nothing like your place.
The hardest to hit a note, man, and they don't have no tone in them at all, man.
But that's where we bring each other balance, because you hit all the notes.
I just
make that joyful sound
that
to add
joyful
to it.
Sound, that's all.
So the combination of the two just creates victory.
That's it. Victory. That place is called Victory, man. Look, what happens, man, when you wake up early in the morning and you know, you've heard the old saying, the early bird gets the worm, and you wake up early and the worm is already gone. What happens? How do you feel about that? You know, because I'm gonna tell you right now, some of y'all wake up at, you know, 6, 7, 8 o'clock in the morning, that worm been gone. That worm been gone, been ate, and it's got another worm getting ready to come up and take its place tomorrow. You know, they already thinking about what's going to happen in the morning again. You know, sometimes you wake up and that worm is gone, man. You know, you have to switch it up. You got to do something different. You got to change the game a little bit. You got to do something different to have different. So that means you're going to have to get up a little earlier, right? Got to get up a little earlier. Sometimes it's not always about, you know, how early you get up. You know, I heard some of the greats, you know, they always talk about how early they wake up. And, you know, I even heard, you know, Eric Thomas saying he wakes up, you know, he used to wake up at, he heard Oprah waking up at like 4. And he said, so he started waking up at 4. Then he started waking up at 3. He says, you know, sometimes he's thinking about his stuff so much he wakes up at 2, you know. And they said, you know, how many hours in the day really does, you know, do we each have? And we all have the same amount of hours in every single day. 24 hours in every day. It's just a matter of how you use those 24 hours. How do you use your 24 hours? Now, we know that some of those are dedicated to sleep, right? So we can take that 8. You know, or so hours, maybe 6 to 8 hours out for sleep. And the rest of those hours, you know, need to be some sort of productive hours. So what happens is successful people, they learn how to be more productive doing their working hours, right?
I guess
you could say, if you want to call it that. You know, it is working for them before they really hit that top rung of the success ladder. But there's always another ladder that pops up. So, you know, how do you use your hours in the day? When you wake up and the worm is gone, how do you adjust? How do you shift? When you wake up and things didn't go exactly the way you thought they were going to go, how do you adjust? You know, it's called in flow. It's called improvise, adapt, and overcome. Of course, that's one of the mantras of the show.
Right.
You know, improvise, adapt, and overcome. You know, so many times in life, man, we get so stuck in a rut and we stay in the same place. You know, we do the same thing that mom and them did, the same thing that dad and them did, you know, grandmom and them did this, you know. Yeah, I'm not saying that, you know, y'all have some great family traditions. I'm not dogging that or knocking it, all right? But here's the deal. Traditions were meant to be traditions and to do the same thing over and over again. That's why they have a family reunion once a year, or maybe once every 2 years. It ain't every day. You don't just do the same thing every day. What do you do at a family reunion? You go and you see everybody, you hug people that's quote unquote you hadn't seen in a while, right? Hey, catch up a little bit. What are you doing? You know, yeah. I got 4 kids now, and you know, I'm going to, you know, I'm working here, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, and yeah, you know. And so you catch up and you get to eat some good food and some good fellowship, and you know, the people that you know, hating on you, you know, they get to keep hating on you, you know. So it's just the way it works. That's just family reunion. But you can't have a family reunion every day. Every day you're doing the same old thing, the same old, as they say, rigmarole, you know, the same old routine every day. You're getting up, you go to work, you know, you come back home and you cook dinner, you eat dinner, go to bed, do it all over again. You know, we always talk about the Matrix on this show. And I don't know if a lot of you guys have really watched that movie or not. I think I put it out before for everybody. You should go watch that movie. Not the Reloaded, not the Matrix, Trinity, and none of that nonsense. I'm talking about the original Matrix. The original Matrix movie. Go watch that, because I think that movie really depicts life, you know, as it really is. And it's been that way for quite some time, since the beginning of time. You know, when you really look at what the movie stands for, do you look at life itself? Look at your life, and I'll break the movie down here in really quickly here in a moment. But you know, look at your life, and some of you are saying, you know what, I think I got a pretty good life. And I'm not on this show to debate with you about whether your life is good or bad. That's not for me to tell you. All right, is that for you, Pam? You gonna tell somebody that your life is good or bad?
No, not at all. That's a personal. Personal situation.
If you think you've got the bomb life, then you got the bomb life, man.
Absolutely.
Hey, man, hands down to you. So, you know, that's all good.
That's
so,
the realization of a worthy idea. Yeah,
realization of worthy idea. And then putting your hands to the plow and making that worthy idea come on to action. But,
all right.
You know, when you, you know, wake up every day and you're doing the same old, and you're wondering why you're not getting any life, and you wake up and that worm is gone. The worm is gone every day. And then what do you do? You wake up the next day. You, if you woke up at 6 o'clock yesterday morning and the worm is gone, you gonna wake up again at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning again?
No.
No. Somebody got that worm, and somebody is successfully getting that worm every morning before 6 o'clock, right? So you got to figure out, you know, what is it that I do? And I'm using the worm as an analogy because, you know, it's a good analogy to use, because in life, you know, we tend to keep doing the same old thing over and over again, expecting a different results. And what is that, Pam?
Insanity.
That's the definition of insanity.
95% of the world.
95%
of the world is insane.
Pam said, oh, y'all crazy. Y'all insane, man.
Right. Right.
95, that's scary when you think about
it. That is very scary.
95% of the world is insane. What is that? That's called consciously incompetent.
Right.
Unconsciously incompetent. Overall goal is to get unconsciously competent. But yeah, and like Pam said, when you ask people, and that's a good one, Pam, when you ask people, you know, why do you do what you do? Why do you get up and why do you go to work every day? What do they say?
That's all they know. I mean, that's what's been ingrained. That's what they've seen. That's what they've been taught. And is that comfort zone. Really, where people just don't feel like they could break up out of it. But again, success leaves clues. So therefore, when you want success, you got to pay attention to those that have already created the success, right?
Mm-hmm.
And with that early, you know, the person that gets up early, the early bird catches the worm. You know, all of that ties hand in hand when it comes time to creating success, because successful people, they get up early. You
they
know,
don't want the worm, though. The worm is... successful people get up early, but that, and that's the baseline of it. But here's the deal. You know the worm is there.
Right.
You know the worm was there, but this is what happens. You get to the point to where you say, oh, man, I ain't want that worm anyway.
Right. That's all settling. Right?
No, that's it. That's settling, and that's just being lazy. That's saying, you know what? I'm comfortable. I didn't get the worm. I'm cool. And you're right. You know, I'm going to settle for not getting the worm.
Let somebody else have that worm.
Let somebody else have that worm, man. I don't want it. I'm good. They're going to put two worms out there one day. And I'm just going to get the worm that's a little bit later. And you look up, and you in your 20s, you look up. You're still waiting on them to put that second shift worm out there. But that second shift worm never comes in your 30s, and now you're through your 40s. And you're still waiting. You're still doing the same thing. You know, mom and them told me that I was supposed to be, you know, this. And they said I was supposed to do that. So that's what I'm doing, because that's what they told me I should do. So now here you are in your life, and you're trying to figure out how your life has passed you all the way by. And you're still in the same place that you were. Have you ever been... And this is going to really get a ding, ding, ding on for some of y'all. Have you ever, like for me, and I know Pam is the same way, we both left home, like, right out of high school. I mean, Pam went to college, I went to the military, right out of high school. So, you know, and the people in my life that I knew growing up and all that good stuff, I didn't know. I didn't know what they were really doing. I had a close-knit neighborhood, but most of those friends that were in my neighborhood, probably some of them are still in that neighborhood.
Right, they never left.
They never left. Some of them are just left the neighborhood and moved to the city. Now, I'm not knocking. If that's what you do, that's what you do. But what I wanted out of life was to get all that I could get out of life.
Experience
life, move and do something different. So, you know, I chose the military. Pam couldn't wait to get out of the house to go to college, because just face it, everybody, you've been in the house for 17, 18 years. You want to get out and do something different if you have that thing called ambition. If you have that thing called drive,
right,
motivation. If you have those traits, then that's what makes you want to get up and go. But what happens is we end up settling, and we make those excuses for the reason why we settle. You know, oh, I'm staying here because of such and such, and this is good because it's good for me to do this because of this and this. And, you know, I'm not knocking the hometown, you know, and I'm not knocking people that stay in the hometown, not at all. But have you ever left your hometown and then came back to it after you have, you know, done some things, right? Mm-hmm. After you've been out, you've seen some of the world, and you've been exposed to different things and different types of people, and you come back home, and it seems like your home, your neighborhood is stuck in a time warp. We could just say, look, that may be uncomfortable some of y'all, but you know, but it may not be your neighborhood. It could be anything.
Yeah, it could be anything.
You know, it could be anything. It could be the old job that you used to work when you got out of high school. It could be that old job that just you go back to it and it's still the same. Still the same. Company ain't got no bigger. Same building. You know, the dude, the owner driving the same car. Everything is the same. He got from 10 years ago, he wearing the same suit. I mean, everything is, it's just like, it's like, this is the job that the time just forgot about. Nothing moved. And there are people like that. There are places like that. There are situations like that. And what happens, we walk into those situations with our eyes wide open and we see it happening and we still stay there. It's like, yep, this ain't moving. Yep, I'm drop my bag. Just unpack my clothes. This is where I want to be. Why? Because there is no challenge.
Mm-mm.
This is where it's comfortable.
Comfortable, and you just do the same thing over and over again. It's kind of like Cashmere and Peppa upstairs on the wheel, right?
On the wheel.
Sorry, it's hamsters. Boy, they get up every night. They get up every night faithfully.
Every night. And they on the wheels.
They get up every night faithfully and run around those wheels.
You know, we let her get them. We let her get those hamsters because it's a great life lesson.
It is.
You know,
yeah.
We want her to be able to see them hamsters running around those wheels every day in that cage. And that's what you don't want to do.
This is not how their life is.
It's not how you want to live your life. You want to be a hamster on a wheel. But you know what? Now, some of you are already saying, you know, but I don't care what they say. You know, I just can't leave and just go around the world and do all of this stuff. I ain't got the money for that. You know, I don't even like Italian food. I don't want to go to Italy. You know, I am not. Why I need to leave home? Thing I got need right here. Why do I need to get up and go? This car works great that I have. I done had it for 10 years. I changed the oil in it. It's good. I make my payments on time. Everything is good. This car is paid for. Look, okay. That's this car is paid for. So I don't need no new car. You know what? These shoes are good. The sole ain't wore out in them yet. You know I have 3 years, but I'm good with the fine. If that's what you want to do, but you got to understand that the only way you're going to have different is to do different, think different, have a different mindset. And, you know, I say those little examples just to kind of like pique your interest. You know, those are minor examples, but, you know, in life, you know, life was meant to be lived. And some of you are still stuck in the mold where, you know, you're still wearing house coats and, you know. Man, I'm going to make somebody mad this morning. You know. you still stuck in the time warp because you've made these I don't even want to call them excuses, but they're reparations for comfort. You know, you got a case for comfort when you should be, you know, comfortably uncomfortable because you want something. Your mind is telling you that you want more, but you're not putting forth the action to really get more, right?
No, and that's what it's going to take is the action. In order to have something different, you got to do something different. So that's the reason why the early bird can catch the worm, because they make a decision to live differently, to do differently, and in order to have differently. So you got to, you know, just simply decide. Everything starts with a decision. But I think the problem is too many times people want to be like that butterfly in life. right?
Right off the
cuff. Because we're on the animals, yeah. Right, this morning, right? Too many times people want to fly like that butterfly, right? And they don't want to, but they don't want to realize that butterfly started off as a caterpillar. That had to, you know, crawl the ground. They had to put in some work. They had to do some things. They had to go through a transformation. They had to become that beautiful butterfly. So that's the challenges and everything in order to really get and grow and to blossom into that beautiful butterfly. You got to do some things. It's going to take some work. But too many times we just want to wake up and fly. We just want to wake up and be that beautiful butterfly, just sailing across the earth and landing on the trees and looking beautiful and waiting for a person to take
a
picture. Right.
I'm looking for a miracle.
But that's the problem.
If you look at the transfer, I challenge y'all to go and Google the caterpillar, the transformation of a caterpillar to a butterfly. When you really learn what happens inside of that cocoon,
right,
it's going to blow your mind, because that caterpillar literally ingests itself to create the different body parts that you see. If you look at a caterpillar, okay, the caterpillar looks nothing like a butterfly, nothing like it. So when you look at it now, when you're saying this came from this, why? How did this happen? See, there's a reason, because one crawls and one flies, but there's a reason why when you look at the butterfly, you're like, okay, it was a caterpillar. Where did the wings come from? It literally, inside of that cocoon, it's a very disturbing process that happens. Very disturbing. When you think about it, saying it ingests, and there's enzymes and certain hormones that takes place and starts to create, and then those turn into this. So, man, it's like the creating of Frankenstein inside of the cocoon. And the reason it's that way is because it's a transformation and not just the change. The transformation is that I can't go back to where I was. So if I'm going to fly, I can't carry around a caterpillar body. It's too heavy. So I have to completely transform myself in order to fly. And I believe that whole process, that whole transformation is very indicative of how, you know, how we're called to really transform our lives. Because I don't believe that we were called to stay the same.
No.
You know, with each day, you know, we should change. We should transform something for the better. All right. Not for the worse, but for the better. All right. And if you guys and you got something you want to say on the butterfly?
Well, you know, with that whole transformation process, the butterfly, just like you were saying, go out and Google, you know, how it actually happened. Powerful. When you look at, you know, and how basically you get the growth through the that you got to go through, because the butterfly pretty much grows through. The transformation of what that caterpillar has to go through. And so we have to know the different stages that caterpillar represents is stages we actually go through in life, allow ourselves to go through that process, when we allow ourselves to embrace the process. And a lot of times what ends up happening is there's that one stage we were saying where it ends up, you know, in itself and you know, becoming the beautiful butterfly. But what ends up happening, that's probably the most crucial stage that it has to go through. And a lot of times we end up giving up during that stage. Mm-hmm. When the wings are beginning to, you know, form and all of that, we end up giving up and not actually making it through, because we wanna rush the things. We wanna rush the success. We don't wanna grow into the person that we need to become. And if the caterpillar does not go through its full process, then what ends up happening is it will not fly like that beautiful butterfly. And a lot of times when we look at life, that's what ends up happening. That's why we end up going through the different failures that we go through, because we begin to try to fly too soon. Mm-hmm. We begin to try to do things too soon. But instead, if we embrace our process and we continue to grow, We continue to transform. We continue to change our mindset. We continue to give our bodies, our mental state, our physical state, our emotional state, our spiritual state, everything that it needs. Then one day, we'll begin to fly like that beautiful butterfly.
Now I'm gonna tell you, that's a great analogy, because you know it's the transformation, it's the process that people pretty much lose it at, and because it's tough, you know,
right.
There's that struggle period that's in between that you got to go through that nobody really sees, and there's a reason why the caterpillar tries to find a leaf and tries to attach itself to the back of the leaf or the twig, you know,
right,
so that nobody can see it, so that nobody can really mess with it. And you know, a lot of us kind of get that process a little confused, because what we do is we, you know, depending upon what you do in life, what your business is, we lock ourselves away from everybody else. And we try to go through our transformation, and you start trying to go through your transformation, and you try to do it. You're trying to do it by yourself, you know. And the thing about the transformation that's different for the caterpillar is that caterpillar is over there and it's ingesting itself to become a butterfly.
All right,
we don't have to do that. All right, our strength, really a part of our strength, comes from relationships.
Right.
So it's about choices that we make. Who are you associating yourself with? It can be 15 or 20 people, or it can be just those two or three people that really, you know, have your success, your best interest at heart, that really want to see you win. You know, always be around people that want to see you win,
right,
genuinely. Okay. Even people that don't have anything to gain from you, genuinely, you know, they want to see you win. And, you know, I heard a wise man say, you know, if you come across, a great confidant in your life, then you have something valuable. All right. That person that you can tell anything, that person that you can be who you are around. If you get two or three of those in a lifetime, then you're way ahead of the game. But everybody needs that one person, that confidant, that person that, you know what, I can be who I want to be, you know, around this person. You know, and people say, well, you know, I'm real all the time. Nobody's ever, you know, 100% real with everything that they do. All right. It's just not that way. You know, you just don't show everybody everything at one time. So there's always that one person that you can confide in and talk to, that's not going to have another person that they want to talk to your stuff about. So at the end of the day, when we really look at how this works, one of the things that I know the Matrix really does for me is it shows me how in life people get plugged into the socket, and people get accustomed to being there, and it gets comfortable. And even when it's not comfortable, people don't know what else to do.
Right.
So they just stay where they are. And, you know, it was crazy, because in the movie itself, you know, the Earth was conquered. It was already conquered. The aliens won, but the aliens found that they needed the power source. They came there to get the humans, because the humans create so many BTUs of energy, you know, of power, you know, out of each body. So they said, we're going to use them as power. So when they did that, they started to plug them into the Matrix, which means they tucked them into these cocoons, you know, kind of like the butterfly, the caterpillar. They tucked them into these cocoons, and they attached all these cables to them, and they fed them the necessary enzymes and things that they needed for their body to continue to live. And the body can't live without the mind,
right?
So what they did was they plugged their brains, their minds, into a matrix that made them think that they were living a normal everyday life, and some of them carried on with their old, same old mundane existence. Some of them, they made superstars. Some of them, they made millionaires. Some of them, you know, they made, you know, you were different. Whatever they wanted you to be, you were basically, your mind was plugged into a computer program.
Mm-hmm.
And your body was being used to build somebody else's dream, or to power somebody else's dream. And that's exactly what the Matrix was. But the powerful part of the movie was not that, you know, we fought hard to keep the Earth from being conquered, and that, you know, the aliens won and they overpowered us. That wasn't the powerful part of the movie. The powerful part of the movie is that you heard Pam talk about the 95%. 95% of the world is insane. But there's always a 5%, right? There's that 5%, and the 5%, you know, they lived in a place called Zion, the last free you know, the last free city. And it was underground, deep underneath the earth, Zion. And these people were fighting for, you know, some sort of a human existence to remain. So they were underground. They didn't want the machines to catch them. So Zion was the free, and everybody else was in the Matrix. And they were trying to destroy the Matrix. And but there were some people, here's the part that really blew my mind. There were people that wanted to be plugged into the Matrix, even though they knew that they were being used. Instead of and going through that cocoon stage, that cocoon period, you know, yeah, now you're no longer in the Matrix, so now you're not eating the steaks and the drinking the wine and it, all of that good stuff. You can't have that life, so now you got to start over, and now you got to you got to wear the tattered clothes, you know, and you got to eat stuff that you don't want to eat, you know, because you don't have all of the, you know, the creature comforts that you used to have. So people aren't willing to go through the cocoon stage, you know, to have what they want on the other side. So they just stay plugged into the Matrix and have what somebody wants them to have. So, I mean, it's a great movie. I believe it, if you watch it, I mean, I believe you'll be blessed, because in the end, when you really see how, when you start to believe in yourself and what you're capable of, and it's all about your belief, because you can achieve whatever you believe. You believe it strong enough, you can achieve it.
Yes.
So if you start to believe, then now you realize that you're the one. I am the one. And more importantly, I'm enough. I'm going to participate in my own rescue. And I'm going to go ahead and do what I need to do, be in this cocoon stage. And I'm going to do whatever's necessary while I'm in this cocoon stage, because this short-term sacrifice that I'm making is just a short-term sacrifice. And I just got to stay plugged in. Stay plugged into the right socket, not the socket that's taking from me, but the socket that's growing me. If you plug into the right socket, if you take the right pill, the blue pill is going to take you back into la la land, and you can go back and do the same old comfortable things that you've been doing and be the same person 10 years from now that you are now. Or you can take the red pill and understand that, you know what? 95% of the world is insane. They do things because they see everybody else doing them. But I want to be a part of the 5%. Right. I want to shake things up. I want to change things around. I want to get out and I want to do something different. I want to kick off my house shoes and I want to put on some running sneakers. I want to kick off my house shoes and I want to put on some nice shoes, and I want to go out and I want to whirl. I want to put it off and put on me a dress and go out and see what I find. Do something different. Switch it up. Change it up. If you start to think out of the box, then the body will start to do the same thing, will start to act outside of the box. So, you know, everything happens top. You know, everything happens up top. And, just realize that we can get where we want. And more so, we need to be or where we deserve to be. Because we hear people talking about, you know, that they deserve all the time, or I'm waiting for, it's my season, it's my turn, you know, and all of that
and
stuff.
You hit the nail on the head just as you're talking, and I'm listening, and you know, one of the key things you said is participate in your rescue. That's where a lot of times people miss it, and we end up missing. We all have missed it. You know, we had to make a decision that in order to change the situation, we have to be the ones to participate in our rescue. So that's been our journey. That's been our fight. That's been, you know, the failures, you know, but yet not staying in the failure. Sometimes we fail and we instead of failing forward, we allow those failures to stop us. We end up giving up in the midst of our process. But we have to realize that, you know what, in order to change our situation, we are the only ones that can change our situation. So, you know, realizing and knowing that, you know, we have to participate in our own rescue in order to get ourselves to the next level in life. We have two choices in life. And, you know, it's either we have the choice to accept the conditions and the circumstances as they exist, or we have the choice to accept the responsibility for changing the situation.
But that's going to require something of me.
Though. Right, it does. It requires
require
action.
Something of me.
It requires
that's
action.
Too much, though,
action.
Pam. I can't, you know, why would I want to get out of where I am right now? You know, I got this nice job. You know, I'm making good money. And, you know, everything is taken care of. You know, I'm good. I don't need anything different right now, right? Because a lot of people feel that way, right? I mean, and it's okay. You know, I want, you know, I think one of the main things for everybody that's at the sound of our voice this morning to really understand, okay, is that your perception is your reality.
That's true.
Right? If you feel where you are, when you look in the mirror, if you feel where you are, because I don't want anybody to think that, you know, they're not enough right now, because if you're where you are and you're looking in that mirror and you're saying, you know what, I love my life. I love what I do. I love my routine every day. I love the fact that I do this, this, and that. Then you're good. Mm-hmm. You're good. We're only talking to the people that in the back of your mind, you know that there's something. Like for me, I can tell you right now, I knew that I was psychologically unemployable, you know, 10, 12 years ago. I knew that. I knew that I needed to get off the job.
All right.
You know, no matter how much money I was making, I was tired of building somebody else's dream. I wanted to do my own thing, have my own freedom. So once you become psychologically unemployable, and again, we're not speaking against the J-O-B, it's a necessary evil, it's the way it is, you know, but you work the job until you can get yourself free enough to build a job for somebody else or build your dream, get your freedom. And if that's something that you want, then go for it. If that's not something you want, because everybody's not going to be a business owner. Some people are destined to do what they're doing right now. That's why I made the differentiation. If you look in the mirror and you say, I'm good, I love what I do. You know, there's we met a lady the other day and she cleans the bathrooms at the park and she closes up the park. She loves her job. She loves it. Mm-hmm. You can't sway anybody off of something when they say they love it. That's what she was made for. It
but
is.
You know, and that's success, you know, and even in The Strength of Secret, it talks about that. That's mm-hmm. success. Success is that teacher that woke up and said that, you know what, I want to
be a
teacher, and they became a teacher. That's
mm-hmm.
a success.
Yeah.
Success is anything that we decide that we set our minds to, that we decide to do, and we actually create it. So just like you shared, your perception is your reality.
Right.
You know, but, you know, for us, we always realized that we wanted more, you know, we wanted more. And so and our reality was that we wanted time freedom. We wanted to be able to own our own day. And in order for us to get to that level of greatness, right, because greatness it's the sum of small things done every day, you know, over and over and over again, done well every day, that because that was the vision that we had, right, then we had to do something different in life in order to achieve that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, hopefully you guys, you know, you feel our heart, you know exactly what we're trying to say to you guys. If you are who you are, then be happy with it. You know, but if you're not, then do something about it, you know. And all we can say is that, you know, when God pulls us out of something because we put the action behind it, say, you know what, you did it again. And then you just wake up and he'll do it again.
Yeah.
He'll keep doing it again. As long as you open yourself up, he'll keep taking you higher and higher and higher. All right. So it's your choice, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for signing in for Grind this morning. You know, we'll talk to you guys bright and early at 8 a.m. on Tuesday morning. Tell somebody about the Grind. You know, hopefully something that was said helped fill some gaps this morning. You know, but if it didn't, then the next time. All right? That good, you guys.
You never get that one.
All right? Talk to you guys later.
From the bottom of my heart, I want to thank you for that. Oh,